Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll-free 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Hello and welcome to our big Thursday show here at Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your show host, and as you probably know, it is open forum today because pretty much every Thursday is open forum. Open forum means if you have a question about any aspect of Catholic life or faith, we would be so happy to take that call. The number to call, 888-318-7884. That's 888-318-7884.
But there's another number people can call.
I should
tell them about that.
That, by the way, is Jimmy Akin, senior apologist here at Catholic Answers, and he'll be taking your questions today. And the other number,
and hopefully answering them. the other number to call is for our pledge drive, because this is the last day of our pledge drive. We only do this 4 times a year. We only are on the air talking about it for 6 hours of the show, and even then we're answering questions amid them. So we really try to keep the fundraising to a minimum, and that means that when it's time to fundraise, we really need to get busy. So the number to call to make a pledge and support Catholic Answers Live is 888-291-8000. I can see the board right now. We've got lots of lines open, and we're going to need to take a few minutes to talk about the pledge drive. So if you've been thinking about donating, now's the time to call. You won't miss any questions, because we're going to need to talk about all the whys and wherefores of the pledge drive for a couple of minutes. Please give us a call, 888-291-8000. We've determined we want to make it as easy as possible for everybody to get through. So basically, everyone in the building who's not working on the radio show right now is answering phones, including Tim Staples, for example. So call in. Maybe you'll get Tim. Maybe you'll get one of the other great employees here at Catholic Answers. But everybody, regardless of what their job is pitching in to make it easy for you to be able to support the work of Catholic Answers. And it's really important that you do that, because it's not just any ordinary work. I mean, all work is good. All work is blessed by God, but Catholic Answers has the good fortune to be able to work in a way that directly serves the gospel. What we're all about here is preaching the Word of God. It's not just anybody's word. It's not just ideas. It's not just speculation. It's messages to you from the source of truth itself, God. So this is God's word that we're preaching. One of the things St. Paul says is that people who are taught God's word need to support the teacher. They need to share in his words all good things with the teacher, so that that word can keep going forward and keep enriching your life and the lives of your family and friends, and also spreading to other people. It's vitally important that the message of the gospel get out, especially today. Today we have so many challenges in our culture. There's been so much erosion of basic beliefs and values. There are a lot of people now who just say, I'm not religious at all. God isn't touching their lives not in any obvious way. They haven't had the word preached to them. They haven't responded to it, and they're spiritually adrift. And we need to reach those people. And when I say we, I don't just mean Catholic Answers. I mean you too, you the listener, because we're in this together. We can't do our work at Catholic Answers without your help. So we need you to call right now. There's still lots of lines open. The number is 888-291-8000. You can also go 24/7. You can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and show your support. And it's very important that you do that right now, because we have, for this hour of the show, a $15,000 challenge. And we have less than an hour to raise that $15,000. So we really need to get moving on that. And you're the key to making that happen. Many of you have been thinking about supporting and feeling, Catholic Answers, I really enjoy listening to this show. I really have learned something here. It really has helped me in some way. Well, now's the time to respond to that voice telling you, hey, let's go ahead and do this. Let's support this. The number is 888 888- 291-8000. You're welcome to call in even if you're in your car right now. You don't have to read your credit card number to us. You know, that could be unsafe while driving. Just call in. Let us know. We'll get the needed information, and we'll arrange to contact you to get payment information later when it's more convenient. But give us a call. The number is 888-291-8000. I know it's always important for me when I'm thinking about doing something to do it right then when I'm thinking about it, because like anybody else, I forget. And, you know, there have even been like scientific studies. You know how when you get up and go to another room, you often forget or sometimes forget why you're in there?
Almost always forget.
Well, it's been shown scientifically that when you walk through a doorway, it increases your chance of forgetting. And so let's say you're driving right now. Well, when you get home, if you think I'm going to donate when I get home, you're going to get out of that car door. You're going to go into a house door, maybe more than one. Your chances of forgetting amid all those distractions are going up. So call right now while you're thinking about it. Still have a bunch of lines open, 888-291-8000. Your support will make all the difference, and it will help us make up for a recent tragedy that we suffered here at Catholic Answers. We've mentioned the last few days, and although we worked really hard to try to avoid this, we're no longer on more than 30 stations that we were on, including some very big markets where we were reaching lots of people, like in Los Angeles and San Diego and Phoenix. That's a tragedy, but we don't want to abandon those people. We want to make sure that they have additional ways to listen to us, such as online, on Facebook, on YouTube, on Periscope, through the free Catholic Answers app you can download. Now we're going on television. We've got all these outreach plans, many of them very new. We want to increase them even more, but we can't do that if you, our listeners, don't help. So now is the time to give us a call, 888-291-8000. One of the things that we've mentioned over the last couple of days is that no gift is too small and no gift is too large. I when I was taking pledges the last couple of days, I had people call in, some who could only afford $10. And that's awesome. Whatever you can afford is great. Other people were in a financially blessed situation. I took two donations from people who were able to donate $5,000. So we know that there are people out there who have been blessed, including, for example, the donor who put up the $15,000 match for this hour. There are people out there who have those financial blessings. They're able to support in larger ways, and maybe you're one of those people. Maybe you've been thinking about making a larger donation. We'd like to, if you're able to, not only send you the thank you gifts, which we'll also be talking about here before too long, that we'd like to send many people who call in and donate, but also we have special giving societies like our President's Club and Founders Circle for people who are able to make larger amounts. And we'll be telling you about the benefits of those as well as we go along. I know we're going to need to take a question here, and I'm really looking forward to that. But I can see on the board we still have a few lines open. They're getting active, but we still have a few lines open. So give us a call, 888-291-8000. We've got people standing by. You won't even have to wait 20 seconds to get through to a Catholic Answers employee to help you out and who's waiting there to help you right now.
888-291-8000 is that number. $15,000 match this hour. We've been very, very blessed this pledge drive. We only do this four times a year, as Jimmy said, only for a few hours, but we have been very, very blessed this pledge drive with donors who have made large amounts of matching money available. 888-291-8000. Help us use up every dollar of that $15,000 match this hour. Let's go to a call, as Jimmy said. How about we go to Ryan in Midland, Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio out of Dallas, Texas. Ryan, you are on with Jimmy Akin.
All right. My question is, in 1570, when Pius V promulgated the Roman Missal and allowed those to keep their version of Mass, if it was older than 200 years, thereby standardizing the Western Mass, what did he do after doing that as far as standardizing the liturgy in the East?
I'm not aware of anything that Pius V did regarding standardizing the liturgy in the East, precisely because all of the various Eastern liturgies that were in use in the Catholic Church at the time were older than 200 years. And so they fell under the provision of his bull. The name of it, if people want to look it up, is Quo Primum. He said, if your version of the liturgy is older than 200 years, leave it the way it is. And since all of the Eastern liturgies were older, they left it the way they were. In addition, in the West, there were certain locations in the West that had older liturgies, like the Dominican Rite, the Ambrosian Rite, and so forth. And so they also left their liturgies the way they were. But I'm not aware of the East being significantly impacted by the reforms of Pius V.
Okay.
That works great. Can I ask one other thing just real fast?
Sure, real quick.
Okay. Why is it that the Roman ritual underwent so many changes to the point of where it was simple pocketbooks for priests to carry, a two-volume set called the Rites, and to the point of where it was a three-volume set to where it's now simple individual books like the Rite of Marriage, the Christian funerals with cremation rite? Was it just to give the priest convenience of not having to use such a huge book?
It's a combination of things. Now, most of the rites of the Roman ritual have been printed in the past in a single volume, but it can be more convenient to have it fragmented into individual volumes so that you can more easily find what you need and so that you don't have to lug around a big book for everything, which is going to cause a lot of wear and tear on that book. There's some efficiencies to having the individualized volumes, just like, when we have scripture. Sometimes you find the Bible all in one volume, sometimes both Old Testament and New Testament. Sometimes you find just an Old Testament or just a New Testament. Sometimes you find just the Gospels. We see the same principle at work in Scripture, that really big works, even though they can be printed in one volume on thin paper with small type, it can be easier to have it in multiple volumes. Also, another thing that multiple volumes allow you to do is have higher quality paper that's thicker and nicer, and you can bind it in a way that makes it a beautiful liturgical book, where if you had to cram everything in together, it's harder to do that. And you're allowed to have bigger type. And bigger type is important because it allows you to read the book at a distance. So, for example, if you have just the prayers of the Mass in a book known today as the Roman Missal, also previously known as the Sacramentary, if it's in big type, the priest can have it laying on the altar and can look down and see it without having to get it up close in his face. And the same thing's true with other rites, like for baptism, if a priest is baptizing a baby or administering the anointing of the sick or something like that, it's nice to be able to look at the person you're anointing or the person you're baptizing and not have to have the ritual right up in your face to be able to read it. So that's another advantage to having individualized volumes, is they allow larger type. The other thing that's been responsible for the use of multiple volumes is in the era after Vatican II, the number of readings from Scripture has multiplied significantly. And that was one of the things the Council requested, was that instead of just having a single set of readings that was used every year, that they wanted a wider array of the Scriptures to be read to the people, so that it wasn't the same exact readings from the same gospel, let's say, every day of the year, because that didn't allow us to be exposed to as much of the material in the gospels. And that's why after the council, they developed the ABC annual cycles, where year A is principally devoted to Matthew, year B is principally devoted to Mark, year C is principally devoted to Luke, and John is worked in among them. So that way we have a much wider diversity of readings, and not just from the Gospels, but from the Epistles and from the Old Testament as well. And that meant the page count went up, and that was another reason for having a multi-edition volume. And so that's kind of a general sketch of why.
Okay, Ryan, thank you so much for that call. Again, we are in the – well, I was going to say we're in the midst, but we're really in the final
past
few hours.
The midst.
Yeah, we're well past
post
the midst.
Post-midst.
Yes, which is rendered PM in some places of our
– we are also post-meridian, yeah.
pledge drive, and we have this hour $15,000 in a match. It really has been extraordinary, the matches that we've had during this pledge drive, and it's exciting to relate to you that we have made every single one of them. Four matches, four made them all.
Yeah, but now we're down to the wire.
And now we are, well, that's right. And for us, I think probably for almost anyone who does this kind of pledge drive, the last day is the day that you live or die by. Because, you kind of set the table the first and second day, and then I think it's a quality of human nature. I hope it is, because it's certainly one of my qualities to wait till the last minute to do a lot of things. And
right.
So you hear it's the last day, and that's usually when we are able to do the best that we can in these pledge drives. So we really need to have a strong showing today. We'll be fully supported for the next 3 months then. We'll come to you then and ask you for your support again. And we just do that four times a year because we don't want to bug you a lot. And frankly, when you're generous, as you have been, we don't need to bug you a lot. We only take a few minutes each hour, not more than a few minutes, to be honest, but we just take some of the minutes each hour to come and ask you, tell you our need, which is we are growing, we are expanding, we are trying to share the good news, trying to explain and defend the Catholic faith, trying to stand up to a culture which is dehumanizing to very many people and is de-Christianizing, certainly in many ways. Probably those two things go together, and offer the alternative, that is the gospel of Jesus Christ and the fullness of what Jesus Christ has given to us as mediated to us through the Catholic Church, the sacrament for encounter with Christ. That's what we try to do each day. We need your support to do it. We have a $15,000 match right now, 888-291-8000
is
the number.
I'm looking at the board. I can see the lines are almost entirely open right now. And so there's lots of lines for you to get through. You won't have to wait to talk to a Catholic Answers employee. They're waiting there right now just to talk to you, sitting at their desks waiting for your call. The number to call is 888-291-8000. We're going to need to take just a couple of minutes right now to talk about the drive before we take another call. So now is a great time to call. It only takes a couple of minutes. You won't miss any of the questions. But we have some information we need to tell you about, for example, the thank you gifts we'd like to send you when you're able to support Catholic Answers Live at certain levels. For example, if you're able to make a pledge of, say, $18 a month. You know, a lot of people, $18 is not too bad. It's, you know, the price of a lot of pizzas. A lot of people could afford a pizza a month. And if you're able to donate $18 a month, then we'd like to send you a pair of really interesting books. The first one is a book by John Bergsma. It's called Stunned by Scripture, and there are a lot of stunning things in Scripture. So if you want to find out about that, this is a great book to have. Also, we have another book for you. It's called A Devotional Journey into the Mass. And the Mass is, as the Second Vatican Council said, the source and the summit of the Christian life, because it's in the Mass we encounter Jesus himself. And finding ways to get more out of Mass, to have that devotional journey into the Mass, is something that can benefit you and your walk with God. It can help you grow closer to God. So we want to send you that book as well if you're able to donate $18 or more a month. Also, if you're already donating on a monthly basis, if you make a $200 donation, we'll send you both of those books as well. Or if you make a one-time donation of $200, even if you're not currently supporting, then that's something we'd like to send you as well. If you're able to donate $500 or more, we'd like to send you not only the two books, Stunned by Scripture and The Devotional Journey into the Mass, we also have a fascinating DVD set. It's a study set from the Augustine Institute and the scripture scholar Tim Gray. It's part of their very popular Lectio series, and this one is on prayer. Prayer is another fundamental of the Christian life, and many of us feel kind of lost when we pray. We're not sure how to pray. We're not sure. Sometimes, you know, people even had questions in Jesus' day about, well, do I keep praying or should I just give up on this, or what should I expect? Is it, you know, what if I feel dry in prayer? Well, Tim Gray's DVD set, Lectio Prayer, is going to help you with that. And to make it possible for you to get even more out of it, it comes with a free multi-page study guide that we're going to be sending with it. So if you're able to help us out by donating $500 or more, we'll send you the two books plus the DVD and the study guide, which is really a book in itself. If you're able to donate $1,000 or more, we'd like to enroll you in the President's Club. for Catholic Answers, which is a giving society for people who are able to enter more deeply into the work of the ministry. And if you're able to donate $5,000 or more, we'd like to enroll you in the Founder Circle, which is a very special giving society. We communicate both with the President's Club members and with the Founders members about some very important projects and special plans we have. We have a special retreat every year where we invite members of the Founder Circle to come here to San Diego so that we can confer about the future direction of the ministry and ways that it can better serve the people of God. Also, if you join the Founder Circle, you're entitled to receive everything that Catholic Answers Press publishes for the next year. So there are some real benefits to supporting the work of the ministry in that way, if that's something you're able to do. The way to get started on that is by calling 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. We've got lots of lines open, so there are people waiting to talk to you right now, regardless of what level you can support at, whether it's $10 or $10,000. All of it helps. Absolutely all of it underwrites the preaching of the gospel, and that's why we come to you at this time.
888-291-8000 is that number. You can go safe and secure online 24 hours a day to CatholicAnswersRadio.com while we're doing this pledge drive. As a matter of fact, I think, Darren, will that probably be available all weekend? You could still give to the pledge drive via online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. But pick up that phone and call right now, because I can see a whole lot of lines open, and we have $15,000 in matching money today, the last day of our February pledge drive.
We are not close to $15,000 yet.
888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Let's do our regular job. Let's take a question. Let's go to Andres in Richmond, Texas, listening on 1430 AM. Andres, your question for Jimmy.
Yes. Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a big fan of the show, and I really appreciate all the work that you guys do. And so my question is, one of the Gospels, Jesus said that whoever wants to be my disciple needs to carry his cross and follow me. And you know, I kind of think about the passion of Jesus when he said that. But actually that happened, you know, when he was alive. So I'd like, you know, to hear Jimmy's comment on that passage.
About what it means?
Yeah, because I guess I know what it means. You know, it means that we need to, you know, go through difficulty through life if we want to go and follow Jesus. But then he was saying that, and I wonder if the people were familiar with carrying a cross during those days.
They were.
What would that mean during that time?
Yeah, they would have been familiar with people carrying crosses. It wasn't something that happened every day necessarily, but crucifixion was a punishment that the Roman Empire used for certain offenses, particularly things like rebellion. And so there were a lot of different rebellions at this time. The Roman Empire was constantly putting them down. And there had been multiple rebellions in the Holy Land, where Jesus lived and where his audience lived. There had been multiple rebellions in and around Jesus's time. And periodically, there would even be large groups of people who would be crucified. When a few decades later, when Jerusalem fell, the Romans crucified hundreds of people around Jerusalem as a sign to the rebels in Jerusalem of what was going to happen to them, and then did happen to a lot of them. And that was a particularly notable example where a lot of people got crucified, but it was far from the only one. This was something that happened periodically. Crucifixion was very dreaded, and it was something that the people of the age were definitely familiar with. Many of them may have seen people being led away to their own crucifixions and carrying their crosses. As an illustration of how common it was, when Jesus was crucified, there were already two guys, Barabbas and there were three guys who were scheduled to be crucified. One of them was Barabbas, and Jesus took his place. And then two additional criminals, the word that is used for them in Scripture is lestai, which can mean either robbers or rebels. And they kind of, the two things kind of blended into each other. But they were also already scheduled to be crucified. And so this was something that was happening on a regular basis, and people definitely would have been familiar with it. And so Jesus used it as an image of what we need to do. We need to be willing to sacrifice ourselves, to endure those hardships that come our way as a result of being his follower. And he'll reward us with heavenly glory after we've carried our cross, the same way he entered into heavenly glory after he carried his cross. That's a message of hope for all of us. We're going to need to take a break now, but this is a great time to give us a call because you won't miss any answers. The number to call is 888-291-8000. We've got a bunch of lines open, 888-291-8000. And the website to go to is CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000. Pick up that phone and dial now. We're going to, while we're on this break, you won't miss anything while you do that. And you know what? It's just that quick. If you call, you can get it done that quickly.
Before
you can also,
the break's over.
Yeah, before we get back, you'll be done. 888-291-8000. We have a $15,000 match this hour. A donor has made that $15,000 available to us so that we can come to you and ask you to match it dollar for dollar. That means so much to us, and every bit helps, whether it's a small donation, a medium donation, a large donation, all help, and we're grateful for all of them. We'll thank some folks by name when we come back. If you don't want to be thanked by name, don't worry. You can just tell the person on the phone, please don't say my name on the air. That number again, 888-291-8000. Let's fill all the phones up now. We'll be right back with more on Catholic Answers Live.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live, Thursday edition of Open Forum. And if you know Open Forum, you know we'll get the groovy music in here at some point today because it's Thursday Groovy Music Day. Apparently not now, Nick, but you usually save that up for us. 888-291-8000 is the number if you are of the mind to support Catholic Answers right now. And we do come to you and ask you for your support because we need the money to keep going, to keep doing what we're doing. By way of explanation, you probably have a local Catholic radio station. You may not. You might be listening just via the internet or our web app or something. But if you're listening on a local radio station, we don't own those stations. Those stations are separate, and it's very important that you support them. What we do is we produce this program and give it free to anybody in the world who will broadcast it. Anybody can have it. If Pravda in Russia wants it, they can have it.
Absolutely. So if we're not on a station, it's because they
They chose not to. Right. Yeah. But it does cost us money to produce it. And that's why we come to you and ask you to help. And it's not, it's a team thing is what it is. And it's extraordinary to me how I see this all the time, how Catholics have decided, yep, we're going to be there in the media space. They are supporting Catholic radio stations, starting new Catholic radio stations, it seems weekly now, and supporting ministries and apostolates like Catholic Answers. We feel very comfortable with what we do here, that we can claim that it is fully Catholic. We try to stay as consistent as we can with the teachings of the church, most especially as expressed in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, but expressed throughout the whole history of the church. We're not trying to impose an agenda. I hope that that comes across clearly. We don't have a political agenda. We don't have an economic agenda. We don't have an artistic agenda, although we would like to see more beauty in the world. The agenda is share the good news, explain and defend the Catholic faith, and that's good enough. That's good enough for us. We're not trying to do anything else. If we really need you to participate, however, as Jimmy has said several times, mentioned throughout this program, we've lost radio stations for the first time in the history of this apostolate this year, and a lot of them, 33 radio stations, because of one network that decided they wanted to go another direction, and they're a big, really important Catholic radio network, and we continue to wish them all the best. But the fact is that loss is a real loss to us. So we're asking in a particular way this pledge drive for people who have not supported Catholic Answers Live before. Could you come through for us now, especially while we've got this $15,000 match this hour? 888-291-8000 is the number if you can. 888-291-8000.
And we are not yet close to meeting that $15,000 match. We are having progress, but we're not there yet, and we have lots of lines open. So the number to call is 888-291-8000. If you've been thinking about it, now is the time to act. We especially would like to invite new donors who've never donated before. There has to be a beginning for everything. And so if you've been thinking about supporting Catholic Answers Live, or if you used to and have been thinking about supporting it again, now's the time to act on that. Give us a call. The number is 888-291-8000. As we mentioned, everybody here in the building who's not working on the radio show is sitting at their desk right now waiting for you to call in, including Tim Staples. So who knows who you'll get to talk to. The important thing is that you talk to someone. So call 888-291-8000 and show your support for the work of Catholic Answers Live and for the teaching of God's Word.
I want to thank some people. Again, if you don't want to be thanked, if it makes you uncomfortable or something to have your name, even though we just use first names and states for the most part, just tell them you don't want to be mentioned. They won't put you on here. But I do want to mention a few folks who gave to us. Pat in Nebraska, $50 one-time gift. She says she loves listening to these guys in the afternoon, and she was given an Alexa for Christmas. I thought you would like this, Jimmy. And she asked it to play Catholic radio all the time.
Cool. I'll have to figure out how to get my Alexa to do that.
Yeah, Alexa, Catholic radio. Ronald in Ohio, $25. Thank you so much. Dorothy in Louisiana, $50. Thank you. Colleen in Salt Lake City, $40. We played a vital role in Colleen coming back to her faith, she says. So thank you so much, Colleen.
Just
thank
one,
you for sharing that with
one
us.
One example among many. I mean, you're right. Your generosity really does convert people and save souls.
Jamie here in California says he's actually homeless at the moment, but he gave a $100 gift.
Wow.
And you might say, well, what about priority? Let me tell you, there's someone who's taking seriously share the good news. And the dignity in doing that is extraordinary.
That's a heroic sacrifice.
It is a heroic sacrifice, Jamie, and I will do our very best to be worthy of it. Heidi in Texas, $100. Juan in Texas, $10. Bernadette in Virginia, $200. Thank you all. Michael in Florida, $100. Gina in Texas, she'd like us to pray for her local dialysis center, by the way, Jimmy. So
yeah,
if you think of that,
$50. Absolutely.
Thank you all so much. They all called 888-291-8000. They did so within the last half hour while we have been on this push to match that $15,000. We'd like to match every dollar of it. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Lots of calls too, and we don't take our work lightly, even during pledge drive. So let's go now to Gil in Manhattan, New York. Our old friend Gil. Gil, your question for Jimmy Akin.
Hi, Jimmy Akin. Thank you for letting me be on the air. Thank you, guys. I was wondering, James, if you could expound on this verse.
Just so you know, Gil, my name is Jimmy. What's your question?
Yes. Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven."
Mm-hmm.
And Matthew 5:14 says, "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden."
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So your question?
My question is, how does that apply to practical Christian living in this dark world, and we're supposed to be the light of the world?
Well, it applies in a fairly straightforward way. In these passages, when Jesus is talking about light, he's using light as a symbol for good works. So doing acts of charity, according to various catechetical lists, there are different works of charity of different types. There are corporal works of charity, like clothing the naked and feeding the hungry and sheltering the homeless. There are spiritual works of charity, like instructing the ignorant and correcting the wayward and so forth. So there are a lot of different things that you can do. What underwrites them all, and what underlies them all and makes them good works fundamentally, is that they be motivated by love, specifically by the virtue of charity, which is the supernatural love of God and love of neighbor for God's sake. So if you love God and you love his creatures and you want to help them because of that love, then whatever you're doing is, in fact, shedding the light that Jesus wants you to let shine. Now, there are some things to be mindful of when you're doing that, and Jesus also talks about those in the Sermon on the Mount as well, which is where he talks about letting our light shine before men. He also stresses that we're not to do things for our own glorification. And so it's kind of paradoxical. On the one hand, he says, let your light shine before men, but then he says things like pray in secret and fast in secret and give in secret, so that you're not tempted to do things for your own glorification rather than for God's glorification. And this is a common way of teaching at the time. You find similar things in the book of Proverbs, where you have two truths that at first could look different. It could look like they conflict, but really what they're doing is expressing two core values that need to be both upheld. And so the way to harmonize these statements here by Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount is, yes, we do need to do good works, and we want them to be done in a way that will lead other people to glorify God, and we don't want them to be done in a way that's simply for our own glorification. So do good works, but if you're tempted to just do it to build your own reputation, then do it privately. If you are able to do it in a way that's genuinely going to lead people to God, by all means, do it in front of other people.
Thanks, Gil. Thanks very much for that question. Again, that number, thanks for everybody who has called too. Quite a few lines filled up when we asked you before, those lines becoming available again. And that gives you an idea of how quickly this can go. It is not, it's not a big, difficult call. As a matter of fact, if you're in a hurry and you just want to give your name and number, somebody will give you a call back tomorrow and you can finish your transaction. We do have this $15,000 match on the line this hour. We'd like to make it all the way to that $15 before the top of the hour. This is the last day of our pledge drive. We won't come back to you again for months. We'll leave you alone, but we'll enjoy taking questions during that time.
Yeah, I'm watching the total. We're still not there yet on the $15,000.
Yeah, we've got a ways to go. So there are many, many people to thank, and I'm sorry that I'm not able to thank everybody, because lots and lots of people are giving, and we're grateful for that. But your donation means so much to Catholic Answers Live. It's so vital to continue to keep this program going. In part, we need your help because we have faced a setback in recent months. But in part, I think because the opportunities before us are extraordinary, and we're so fired up and excited about them, and we don't want to be in a position where we miss them. I mean, new podcasts, new radio programs, new television programs, improvements in every area of the things that we're already doing, whether it's social media or radio.
In fact, earlier you mentioned that, in fact, I got an email from you earlier today talking about a new segment we're going to be including in our television program that's going to be a new additional content that's not going to be heard here on the radio. It's going to require us to come into the studio and do additional filming. And it's just one more way we're trying to practice a philosophy of continuous improvement, continuous expansion, reaching more people with God's word in even more effective ways. And Si, I want to give you credit because the new segment we're going to be doing was your idea. So, you know, I know you're a humble guy and so forth. You might not – might not find that out otherwise. But I want to give you credit. It was your idea. And that's just one illustration of how everybody here at Catholic Answers is committed to doing things in an ever better, ever more effective way. And it's your generosity, your partnership with us that enables that to happen. We do have lines open for you now. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. By the way, we just got a note. We were reevaluating something, just checking. You know, we've mentioned in the past that per tower that we're on, per terrestrial radio tower.
Oh, yes, right.
We have had historically an average of only 13 supporters per tower. Well, we know there's way more than 13 people listening per tower. So many people are drinking in the information. They're receiving the benefit, but they haven't been helping. And, you know, if you have the ability to help, you don't want that to be the situation. If you're deriving benefit, you want to help out. I mean, that's the nature of fairness. That's the nature of justice. And that's the nature of charity, of responding to the love of God and acting on it and following St. Paul's teaching that if you're learning the Word of God, you should support the teaching of the Word of God. And that's what we're doing here. And I've just received a note saying, guess what? We've reevaluated what's our average number of listeners per tower since we lost some towers. It's still only 13.
Oh.
So we need to change that.
So think about that. 13 people. I mean, say there's a radio tower in Des Moines, Iowa.
Right.
13 people are supporting our show.
Out of hundreds.
Everybody who's listening there.
Yeah.
And that's also true in Trenton, New Jersey. And that's also true in, you know,
everywhere.
Wherever you are, 13 people.
And, you know, some people, and we've had examples of this over the last few days. Some people have called in to support the show, to pledge the show, who aren't even Catholic.
Quite a few, actually. It's beautiful to see.
Yeah, it is. And you know what? That really puts to shame some members of the audience who are Catholic and say, oh, I'm a faithful Catholic and I love this show, but I've never supported it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you can. You can change that. Don't let our – I mean, we love our separated brethren just as much as we love all of God's other creatures, but don't let them out, do you? If you're a Catholic, consider all of those non-Catholic people who support Catholic Answers Live a challenge to you.
Yeah.
To support Catholic Answers Live as well, because you're even part of the tribe. And
and we need the tribe to help.
Yeah.
888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. $15,000 match. We have about 17 minutes left in the hour. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more after this on Catholic Answers Live.
We're here for you. Call now. Catholic Answers Live.
Pope Francis said, "The key that opens the door to faith is prayer." Join St. Paul Street Evangelization by running a prayer station in the public square. You don't need to be a professional apologist or theologian. Just listen to the needs of the people you encounter. Offer encouragement, take prayer requests, and pray with people. Find out more and get involved today at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Si Kellett, your host. Jimmy Akin, senior apologist here at Catholic Answers, is our guest this hour. And we're doing two things this hour. We're answering questions, as we always do, on Open Forum on Thursdays. And we're raising money because we need it to keep the signals on the air. 888-291-8000 is the donor number.
And I've been watching the totals, and we are making progress towards our $15,000 challenge for this hour. But We are still about $4,000 short, and we have only about 10 more minutes to talk about
it. So we're off the air, right?
Exactly.
That's right,
so we've got 10 minutes to do $4,000. We need your assistance. Now's the time to call 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If I see the lines actually at the moment, there's one just come open. They're largely full right now, but we will be keeping you updated because we do need to raise that $4,000 in the next 10 minutes.
888-291-8000 is the number. Catholic Answers is changing lives, and you are making it possible.
My name is Margaret, and I just wanted to say how Catholic Answers influenced my life. So I started listening to Catholic Answers, and from there, I wanted more answers. I enrolled in online courses with Holy Apostles, and I am now studying apologetics. And I know God will take me where I need to go with that. And I thank Catholic Answers for being there. Doing a great job. God bless.
I can't tell you. We hear those things all the time, and it means so much. You know, I suppose you would think it's just one little Catholic radio show in the midst of all the kind of – I mean, I don't mean to be pejorative, but there's a lot of garbage out there. There's a lot of stuff that's not very good for the human heart, for the human soul, for the human mind. And yet – the truth is a powerful thing, and you sometimes only have to hear it once and sometimes over and over again, and it makes such a huge difference.
It really does. There are a lot of people who are being touched by what Catholic Answers Live is doing, and you can help even more people be reached. The number to call, 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000.
Let's do what we're supposed to do here, take calls. Open forum here today on Catholic Answers Live. We go now to Brianna in Alexandra, North Dakota, listening on the wonderful Real Presence Radio. Brianna, you are on with Jimmy Akin.
Hi. I actually have a couple of questions. I thought of one as I was driving.
Okay.
But my main question is, my boyfriend's younger sister was a Catholic, and she passed away of cancer when she was 20.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And we bought a – oh, thank you. He cries every time he thinks of her. And she – her favorite gemstone was the pearl, so we got a pearl rosary because we want to get a copy of her picture and have it hanging up in the home with her – with that rosary. And I was just kind of wondering, would it count if we got it blessed in some way, shape, or form? Because I'm Lutheran, and he goes to the Lutheran church with me. And another random question, can Lutherans go to confession and have it count?
Okay. So let's deal with the first question first. In terms of having an object blessed, it's certainly possible for you to have a rosary blessed. Normally, the way a blessing works is you bring the object to someone who's authorized to give the blessing in question, typically a priest, although there are some blessings that other people can give. And the priest – and the fact you're Lutheran doesn't stop you from approaching a Catholic priest and saying, could you please bless this rosary for me? And – you don't even need to explain you're Lutheran. Just say, could you bless this rosary? And the priest will be happy to do it. The way a blessing works is when a blessing is given, the church is essentially praying that God will use the object for the good of the people who are using it. And in the case of a rosary, you're normally praying the rosary. And so that's the normal way the blessing works, is the church is asking God to help you out as you pray the rosary, to give his blessings through the means of the praying of the rosary. In this case, you're associating the rosary with the memory of a loved one. If you hang it by a picture and so forth, you're not actually praying it in that case. But still, you're asking God to do something that's intrinsically worthy to help you remember this person in a loving and tender way, and in a way that associates her with God and with God's blessings. And so I don't see any problem in asking for the rosary to be blessed, even if it's used in this kind of alternative devotional way. It's still a healthy and wholesome thing to want to do, to honor the memory of a departed loved one and to associate that person with God. And in fact, from a Catholic point of view, that could be viewed as a kind of acted out prayer for the soul of your departed loved one. And from a Catholic point of view, God can bless our departed loved ones, either in the afterlife or even back at the moment of their death, because God's outside of time and can apply his blessings to whenever in history they're needed. So I don't see any reason here that would prevent you from doing that, and it sounds like a very sweet thing to me. In terms of going to confession, it is possible for any baptized person to go to confession under at least some circumstances. In the case of people coming from the Lutheran tradition, there need to be a number of conditions fulfilled. Typically, this is something that's, unless you're in the process of becoming Catholic, it's typically only done when you're in danger of death or have some other grave necessity. And of course, provided you believe what the church does about the sacrament, namely that God will forgive you through it. But if you're ever in that kind of danger or other have another major necessity, you really need to be feel the need to be forgiven for your sins in a tangible way, then yes, it is possible for you to go to confession and have it count, so to speak, to have it be valid. There are more details about that a priest could explain to you if you say, hey, here's my situation or here's the situation of my Lutheran boyfriend. Is this a situation where it would be appropriate for us? And a priest could help guide you through that. And even if it's not a situation where confession itself would be appropriate, praying and counseling are obviously things priests do with everybody, and so I could always pray with you and offer you spiritual counsel. In addition, I'd say it's great, Brianna, that you're listening to Catholic Answers Live. We welcome you and all of our friends who are from other Christian communions, and it's really great that you're listening, and we hope you'll keep listening and call in again.
Thanks, Brianna. Thank you very, very much. This is our – well, we're doing double duty today. It's open forum today on Catholic Answers Live. Open forum means we take questions from anyone on anything, basically. You don't have to be Catholic to call. You don't have to be non-Catholic to call. Anybody can call. And if you've got a question about our Catholic faith, if you've got a question about the Bible, about the sacraments, about the popes, we welcome those. Maybe you have a more general religious or philosophical question. Those are also welcome. You can give us a call on the 888-318-7884, that number 888-318-7884 is just for those who would like to ask a question on the air. If you are of a mind to support us, well, we have this $15,000 match for spouts. Well, we're on the air for about 3.5 more minutes. We'll beg and beg and beg for that 3.5 more minutes because we would like to use up every dollar of that $15,000 match. And as we have said several times during this program, we did lose stations for the first time in the history of this apostolate. Not having nothing to do with, we think at least, with the quality of the program or anything like that, just having to do with a certain network went a different direction. Yeah. We produce this program. We give it to anybody who will broadcast it for free. If you want to broadcast it, just call. You just tell us where. We'll
work
send
it out.
We'll make sure you get it. That's for anybody around the world. That's for anybody here in America. But we can't produce the program for free. It does to keep these lights on, to keep the boards operating, to keep Nick doing his job in there and Darren on the phone and all that. It takes money. And as a matter of fact, I think Jimmy A can even cost us some money every now and then. So
I try not to.
If you could call and support us as we can try to continue to reflect the love of Jesus Christ and to share the truth about the Catholic Church in a world that needs those things, please call in the next few minutes so we can use up this match, 888-291-8000.
Also, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. That's available for you 24/7. So even if you're listening to us by podcast or in another part of the world, we have many international listeners, and it doesn't matter where you are. You can just go online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I see we have a few lines open now, but if they fill up and you have any trouble getting through, CatholicAnswersRadio.com is right there for you. And the number again to call is 888-291-8000. We're going to be going into a break in just a few minutes, and that means it's a wonderful time to call because between our first and second hour, we're obviously not going to be taking questions. And so you can get in. It takes like 2 minutes. Everybody here who's not working on the show is taking calls, including Tim Staples. They're all sitting at their desks waiting to pick up the phone and talk directly to you and serve your needs to help you make a donation in the smoothest, easiest way possible.
We're going to be back for the second hour, so if you're on the line, stay on the line. Don't go anywhere. If you haven't called yet, go ahead and call. We'll do our very best next hour to get to your call. And I would like to appeal to you, maybe as we come down to the last moments of this hour, we're coming now to the last hour of our pledge drive. If you are a person who's been particularly blessed this year, maybe the stock market was really good to you, maybe professionally things went very, very well, and you can make that special gift of $1,000. If some people, $5,000 is perfectly within their means. We even have folks, as the person who gave us the matching money this hour, $10,000 or $15,000. If you could help us now as we come into the closing hour, it would be greatly, greatly appreciated. And as Jimmy is fond of saying, the Lord loves a cheerful giver. 888-291-8000 is that number.
I think that was St. Paul.
291-8000. Well, I noticed quite a few of the things you say come from St. Paul.
He ranks me.
Oh, so you think I should have gone with St. Paul. He's not here, Jimmy. That's why I went with you. Jimmy is fond of quoting St. Paul saying, God loves a cheerful giver. 888-291-8000. Lots of people to thank. I'll thank some as we're going into the break. Mark in San Antonio, Texas, $20. Thank you so much. Tan here in California, $300. Thank you. Matthew in Texas, $500. Thank you. Marcella in Ohio, $25. And she says, stay strong, Catholic Answers. Thank you so much for that encouragement. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this on Catholic Answers Live.